And now, James Gravel.
As we look at the world around us, we cannot help but to notice that it contains a considerable amount of suffering. I suspect that most of us recognize immediately that there are at least two categories of suffering. First, there is the suffering we endure because, well, we deserve it. In 1 Kings 20, verses 20 and 21, it was said of wicked King Ahab, "You have sold yourself to do evil in the sight of the Lord. Thus I will bring calamity on you and take away your prosperity." Ahab suffered because he was sinful and deserved to suffer. The Apostle Peter reminded us, "Let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters." 1 Peter 4:15. If we are a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters, we will suffer because we deserve to suffer. Our sinful actions bring suffering into our lives because, as we all acknowledge, actions have consequences. Knowing this, Peter was constrained to ask, "What credit is it if, when you are beaten for your own faults, you take it patiently?" 1 Peter 2, verse 20. Exactly. We have no legitimate reason to complain when we suffer as a result of our sins, or to boast because we are suffering for the things we have done wrong. But there also is a second category of suffering, the suffering we endure that is not our fault. That kind of suffering may come to us because someone around us chose to do something evil, and it affected us adversely, like an innocent bystander being shot during a bank robbery. Or we may suffer because of the choices of previous generations, such as when the asbestos in a house built many years ago causes the occupants of the house to develop cancer. And yes, even Christians suffer. In fact, sometimes they suffer because they are Christians. The Apostle Paul hardly could have been any clearer when he wrote, "All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." 2 Timothy 3:12. The question then becomes, what should a Christian's response be when he suffers for something that is not his fault? Join us next time for the answer to this intriguing question.